John 6, from verse 30 to 35. I've already glanced at the earlier part of this, but I want to take this section now together. The Jews ask Christ, "What miraculous sign, then, will you give, that we may see it and believe you? What will you do? Our forefathers ate the manna in the desert. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." Jesus said to them, "I tell you the truth. It is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." Bread. Bread features so highly, so extensively in this section of Scripture. And of course, it's all leading up to the searching sermon that Jesus preaches, recorded later in John 6. Remember, it starts with the miracle of the 5,000, feeding the 5,000, with the barley loaves and so on. Remember now, the battle has raged, the verbal battle, and the Jews now demanding of Christ a miraculous sign. Well, he's already given signs. And they say that if you give us this sign, that we may see it and believe you. I've spoken about this. What will you do? And they take him back to their history. Our forefathers ate the manna in the desert. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat. And Jesus' response to this is this: "I tell you the truth," again a great solemn statement, "it is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven," and so on. And what's happening here is the Jews raising this episode in the wilderness, leaving Egypt before the giving of the law, just before the giving of the law, the manna, and then the feeding of the nation through the wilderness with this manna. And there is a comparison here. Jesus has fed 5,000. Moses, in the wilderness, was used by God to feed a nation. You give him one miracle, one feeding. Under Moses, the nation was fed for the 40 years. And of course, your bread was mere barley bread, everyday bread. Moses gave us manna. God, through Moses, gave us manna. And Jesus takes this episode, which they have raised. He takes this contrast, which they have raised. He takes this circumstance to use it to drive home the gospel. We see this again and again in the New Testament. The taking of an episode in the Old Covenant, in the Old Testament, and using it to illustrate the gospel and the glories of Christ. Moses didn't give you it. It was my Father. The bread you talk about, the barley bread or the manna bread, I am the true bread. You talk in terms of physical bread, barley, manna. Feeding the body, yes, essential. For life, yes. You speak of feeding a nation for 40 years. But the bread that my Father gives, the spiritual bread, not physical bread, will not just feed a nation. It will satisfy eternally the whole world. For as many as believe, of course. For the bread of God is he, not was he or will be, but is he who comes down from him. He, the person, is not just bread, is the person of Christ. And he comes down from heaven and gives graciously, powerfully, sweetly, freely gives life to the world. "Sir," they said, "from now on, give us this bread." Then Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life. So the whole episode of the feeding of the 5,000, leading on to the manna, leading on to the feeding of Israel in the wilderness for those years, has come to this point. It's not physical bread, it's spiritual bread. It's not temporary satisfaction, it's eternal satisfaction. It's not feeding the body, it's feeding the soul. It's not sustenance for this life, it's everlasting salvation. The symbol, the pictures, the illustrations, the shadows have given away to the reality. Christ has come. And of course, the whole point here is the gospel that is being preached. In the previous discourse, I showed how the issue was, you will not believe. And the hymn comes to mind, thy love unknown has broken every barrier down. There's barriers against Christ. Here we see tradition. Here we see pride. Here we see arrogance. Here we see carnality. Physical bread. Spiritual bread. Temporary life. Eternal life. Salvation above all. Oh, are you listening to me, unbelieving friend? Are you? Well, you must be unbelieving. If you're unbelieving, you must be concentrating on this life. The here and now. Don't labor for the bread that perishes. Don't worry about the temporal bread. Of course we need that. But my concern, my business here is to preach of the spiritual bread, the lasting bread, the eternal salvation which Christ offers to sinners. Yes, but he offers to you. That's the point. He offers to you. He is the bread that God has sent down, and he has come down from heaven, and he offers everlasting salvation for all who will trust in him. Believe. This is the work of God. This is the responsibility, verse 29. You must believe in the one he has sent. I am the bread of life, the staff of life. I will satisfy not only for time, but for eternity. Oh, friend, come and trust this Savior. Partake of this Jesus. Receive this Christ. Welcome this Christ. The law was given by Moses, yes, but grace and truth has come by Jesus Christ. Will you not receive him? What is your trust? Is it in the carnal? Is it in history? Is it in our fathers, our traditions, whatever it might be? I say again, thy love unknown has broken every barrier down. The point in this discourse is, though, there is something called the true bread. And the true bread is Christ. All other are false. There is no other bread to compare to this. There is no salvation in any other save in Jesus Christ. And I mean any other. This is going worldwide. Wherever it lands. If Confucius holds sway, or Buddha, or Muhammad, or whatever, wherever it lands, I'm telling you in sincerity and in love, there is only one way of salvation. There is only one bread, the true bread, Jesus Christ the Lord. From now on, give us this bread, they said, oh, that they had meant it. Then Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. And he goes on to say, believe on me, and so on. But the true bread, that's the point of this discourse. The true bread is Christ, the only bread there is. True bread, Jesus Christ.